So I'm directing now a few questions to Al Cunningham, who is visiting us from the Center of Biofilm Engineering at Montana State University in Bozeman. Al, hello. I would like to start immediately with my first question. You know, I came to this institute only end of the 1990s, but you have a longer history. So I would like to ask you about the history. When and how did this cooperation Stuttgart-Bozeman begin?
Okay, well, thank you, first of all, Holger, for inviting me to this interview. It's a privilege. I would like to start by saying a little bit about myself. I'm a professor of civil engineering at Montana State University, and I work in a research center, which is called the Center for Biofilm Engineering. And we do research in the center on biofilms. And biofilms are really just microorganisms that are attached to surfaces, like you would find in a water treatment plant or a wastewater treatment plant, perhaps a contaminated groundwater aquifer, something like that. And our group in the Biofilm Center looks for problems and opportunities associated with biofilms. So that's a little bit of background I think will be useful as we go forward. To answer your question, yeah, I started collaborating in Stuttgart with Rainer Helmig. That was about 25 years ago. And we taught a short course every year for, 10 or 12 years. And that was the nature of the collaboration in the beginning. Later on, about 2005 or so, we developed a formal research collaboration because we discovered that both the Stuttgart group led by Rainer and our group had a mutual interest in topics which had something to do with the biofilm phenomena. So we began collaborating, and we continued that collaboration by virtue of exchanging students and working on topics of mutual interest. The key thing here is that our Biofilm Center is an experimental center. We do experiments, whereas the institute here in Stuttgart focuses on simulation model development. So we have a very compatible relationship that way. We do experiments that Stuttgart does modeling, and that's been the nature of our collaboration all along. And now that the newly established SFB 1313 is established, thank you. We see that collaboration expanding and getting even better. So that's a short answer to a long question.
Yeah, thanks for that. So I understand you are from the Center of Biofilm Engineering. I actually know that. And I understand that you are particularly involved in subsurface engineering. So question that could rise immediately is it dangerous dealing with microbes in the subsurface? In particular, is it perceived, for example, as a threat to public health, to safety, or simply asking, are you dealing with harmful substances there?
That is a good question and a very important one. I'll start by saying that most of the research that we do in the Biofilm Center is done in the laboratory. And in the laboratory, we have very strict biosafety protocols and standards that we adhere to. But when we go out in the field and do research, usually we are involved in one way or another with injecting a substance down a well into the subsurface. And when we do that, we have to get permission. We have to get a permit to do our injection. And those permits are depending on what the situation is, they are offered by either a state or a federal agency that is concerned with health and safety. So we adhere strictly to those permits, just like we do to our biosafety protocols in the laboratory. We take the public health issue very, very seriously. And if we follow the guidelines and mandates of our permitting process, which we try very hard to do, then we have essentially no risk to public health or safety by virtue of what we do in the field.
Hmm. Okay. So I would like now to raise a scientific issue. You know, we had this biofilm workshop yesterday here, and scales is an issue. So the SFB 1313 is focusing on interfaces, and very often we do this on rather small scales. And you know that we want to find out about processes on the scale, for example, of individual pores in the porous medium, and sometimes we think We should even go to phenomena on the molecular scale. So you are an external partner here of this SFB 1313, and I would like to ask you, in which sense is our work on these rather small scales useful for you?
Yes, again, a very interesting question. Well, let me start by saying that our subsurface biofilm-related research program has been going on for at least 10 and maybe closer to 15 years. And during that time, the motivation that we have had to continue our research has been driven by the need to scale, what we call scale up, that is to understand phenomena at a small scale and then try to make use of those phenomena for benefit at a larger and larger scale, ultimately ending up with a technology that is useful in the field. That's our mandate, if you will, for the research that we do. So along the way, we've had occasional opportunities to look at fundamental processes at the scales that you just mentioned, that is the scale of the individual porous media, pore channel, and below, but we haven't done very much of that. And what we see happening here with SFB 1313 is your focus on fundamental processes at these very small scales will be no doubt very, very useful to us as time goes on, because the knowledge that you gain will help us interpret results that we have from larger scales, and more importantly, the simulation models that you're going to be able to create and improve will be really valuable to us, particularly for activities related to making predictions and decisions in the field activities that we contemplate in the future. Field activities are very difficult to monitor because you can't really sample very much or very often, and you can't see what you're doing hundreds or thousands of meters underground. So we need models to really help shape our understanding of what we do and what data we end up with when our experiments are done. So that's an attempt to answer your question in a little more detail. We are really interested in the collaboration between our center and yours, and we see that collaboration being very supportive. And we really look forward to continuing that collaboration with the SFB as time goes on.
That sounds great. I look forward to collaborating with you the next years, and I thank you for this interview.